WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Saturday in Peru, and through a translator, Xi said China is ready to work with the Trump administration, but he also hinted a warning over the president-elect's proposed tariffs.
But if we take each other as rival or adversary, pursue vicious competition, and seek to hurt each other, we would roil the relationship or even set it back.
Trump Saturday nominated Chris Wright, his Secretary of Energy. Wright is the chief of one of the nation's largest fracking companies. Some senators want to see the House Judiciary Committee report on a sexual misconduct and drug probe into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. He's denied wrongdoing. It's not clear if that report will come out. Hezbollah says its main spokesman was killed in an Israeli strike on Beirut, and Russia's launched one of its largest attacks against Ukraine in months, targeting the domestic power grid. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin's highest judiciary will decide the fate of the state's 1849 abortion law. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
A circuit court determined last year that an 1849 law doesn't apply to medically consented abortions in Wisconsin. The high court heard arguments Monday about whether a 1985 state law overrides the older one, allowing abortions before the point at which a fetus could survive outside the womb. Jenny Higgins, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, says returning to the status quo would mean a dire landscape for abortion access.
Even though abortion is technically available at clinics in Wisconsin right now, it's heavily restricted because of insurance and Medicaid prohibitions. People have to pay out of pocket for a service that should be covered by insurance.
Abortion access disproportionately affects those who are already the most marginalized, Higgins says. She notes while people from all walks of life may find themselves needing abortion care, factors like poverty and racism make it much harder for some to achieve reproductive autonomy compared to those with more economic and social resources.
Those effects make it much harder for folks to be able to access contraceptive care, be in relationships that are stable and healthy and communicative, be able to see past the end of the day, right, into one's future, if you are, again, sort of focused mostly on your own economic scarcity or figuring out how to feed your kids or figuring out how not to get evicted.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Badgers lose to Oregon. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, Wisconsin battled, but lost to number one ranked Oregon 16-13. A 19-yard gain on third down in the fourth quarter was called back when a Badgers offensive lineman was charged with a chop block. A replay later on NBC showed it was a bad call. Head coach Luke Fickell.
I guess I don't know the definition of a chop block. It usually means you got to leave your feet in order to hit somebody low. But when you hit them in the waist, it doesn't seem to be a chop block. But nonetheless, you know, you've got to find ways to overcome things, and we weren't able to do that tonight.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Hornets 115-114. Giannis Antetokounmpo called for a foul in the final seconds, and after the game, the referees admitting there was no contact. Giannis asked for his reaction.
You know, I've been in the league, this is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one. So I'm not going to comment on that.
The Bucks host the Rockets tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. Gusty west winds up around 25 miles per hour as highs top out in the lower 50s. For tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s. Monday, look for increasing clouds and showers developing, highs in the low to mid 50s.
It's 39 at our studios.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County, but Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, it's Motown Monday, and we'll dive deep into why certain groups voted for Donald Trump and the direction of the future of our nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
Morning leaves is in the air. November twilight steals across my heart. At 5 o'clock, the streets are dark. Across the empty bandstand in the park, November twilight softly falls again. So still that you could hear a voice if one were calling. So quiet that you could hear a tear if one were falling. And April's laughter steals once more across the dark pavilion of my heart. And then I miss you most, miss you with the ache of long lost things. Of sunburned arms and garden swings when life was beautiful and love was young and gay.
Back we are, Julie London, Pete King's orchestra. That tune written just for her. And now, Edmundo Ross next time. What's our next holiday again? Remind me.
Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much. Thank you very, 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 very much. You don't know how much they all mean. They seem better in my dreams. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for love. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for love. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Sunday joy. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Sunday joy. Dano Capital Heritage Natural Beverage. Being fat, the Union Jack. Nursery Rhymes, Sunday Times, Napplin Bomb, everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you very, 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 very much. It all simply spiffing and true. Let me whisper, I love you. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for playing this record. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for playing this record. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. For a gracious theme. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much. For a gracious theme. Thank you very, very, very much.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well. Now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
Which wife are we on?
On various Thanksgivings. No, we're going
to... In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
Did you? I wanted an oyster stuffing and a turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yeah.
And that was one.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. For this Thanksgiving.
Here's John Gary.
I'm just number one on your list of things to be thankful for. Let us bow our heads and I ask the prayer, thank the Lord for the jokes we're about to receive. I couldn't even get the benediction out, could I? Now, before I start the show, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming. I mean that. Now, this is a good chance to set the record straight. Do you notice who's working on a holiday? While David Letterman, Bill Cosby, Bob Newhart, John Davidson, and David Brenner are home with their families, I'm here. That's right. Of course, I only work holidays. That's it. Hey, you sound in a good mood. Have you had your Thanksgiving dinner already, or are you going to do it later? Anyway, Ed is back in New York. Did the Thanksgiving Day Parade today?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Macy's Day Parade.
Doc is over here, and Mr. Excitement. The only man I know who on Thanksgiving asks for brown meat. All right, Tom.
Good.
You know, I'm from the Midwest. You know that. You're up from Oregon. Don't you get wax sentimental this time of the year and get homesick?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. My memories take me back to the plains of Nebraska, where I grew up as a youth. That's right. And I can never forget a girl I went with and met there at Thanksgiving. She was an Indian girl. Yeah, they have a lot of Indians back there. Princess Dying Rabbit. I'll never forget her. Not today. Today, the entire Carson family gathered at my home for it was kind of like a Norman Rockwell portrait of Thanksgiving. You know, we had the turkey, the pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, the elderberry wine. Kids were at one table, the adults sitting at the other table. I heard it was fun. I was at the Mom Maison with Swifty Lazars, so I missed it, but I understand it was a lot of fun at the house. See, my turkey is coming earlier than I thought.
Give thanks. Wonderful sunshine that helps you to smile when you're blue. Give thanks for the birds in the springtime singing their songs to cheer you along. The raindrops ring happy hours, God's teardrops to bless the flowers. Give thanks every day when you kneel and pray, and give thanks for your blessings each day.
Give thanks for the wonderful sunshine that helps you to smile when you're blue.
Give thanks for the birds in the springtime singing their song to cheer you along.
The raindrops bring happy hours, God's teardrops to bless the flowers.
Give thanks every day when you kneel and pray, and give thanks for your blessings each day.
Good night from Mo.
Good night from Larry.
Good night from Joe.
Good night from the Three Stooges.
Sleep tight, kids.
Good night.
Shh.
I would like to thank all the people who worked for me during this long and hard-fought campaign. Many people are asking how it feels to go to bed on election night thinking you have the presidency in the bag, only to awaken a few days later and... and discover you're a loser. Well, I'll tell you quite frankly, it takes some of the edge off the morning and get your day off to a pretty bad start. The American people have made their choice, and I will abide by it. I have sent a telegram to Mr. Nixon promising support... promising support for all programs which benefit the people of this country. He has sent a telegram back saying he will try to think of some.
Gene Krupa. That's Benny. This is John Williams. Thank you. That's from 1941. No, the movie.
To swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kinda jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Good morning, everybody. Football game starts at 10 on WRGN, but you can still connect with the Music of the Stars till high noon. Keep it on 540 WAUK after that. I'm Lou Regani, Music of the Stars, Mr. Manilow.
Her name was Lola. Get what I
fight. Don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Give in.
Hello, Joe. It's me.
It's so far.
Hold on, that's you.
Sa bande vilain qui mania là.
That's out of Damn Yankees. Gwen Verdon. Here's Judy Garland. The music of the stars.
Come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining. Come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away.
oh so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
WRJN. 1400 AM and all across Wisconsin and on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all over the world at civicmedia.us. Good morning. Not enough time to listen to all the music I want to play, but I'm happy with these 5 hours. On Saturday morning, Rick Johnson here. He's got his weekend capsule countdown. It lasts a minute. Counts down a whole year. You got to talk fast, but Rick can do that. Got a capsule, you see. That's why they call it a Saturday mornings. 8:30. 9:30. When he plays all those timeless hits. This is the King of Swing. Benjamin Goodman. The kid from Maxwell Street. I'm told at 10 o'clock we're going to be off on WRJN, but you can still hear it at WAUK 540 AM. We're all over the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media. Have been. For a year. Thank you for being here.
sky. Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. These days are ours. Happy and free.
Happy days.
These days are ours. Share them with me. I wanna cruise her around the town. Show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Open the music.
Of you at last. Howdy, gay times, cloudy gray times. You are now a thing of the past.
Here's Barbara.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. So let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days. Together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. From now on, happy
The Music of the Stars, Homer and Jethro. Homer and Jethro playing it straight for a change.
I'm here to talk about Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. You do know the reason and the start and the story of Thanksgiving, don't you?
Don't talk down to me, Dick. My brother and I are very thankful for many, many things. And, of course, I know the story of Thanksgiving. I think we all know the story of Thanksgiving.
Well, share the story of Thanksgiving.
Well, once upon a time, long, long ago, the pilgrims came to America. That's about it. Here we are, having Thanksgiving.
I can't believe my brother thinks that's the entire story of Thanksgiving. That is ridiculous.
That's the story.
They came to America, that's it?
That's it.
Why did they come to America?
That's another question, Dick. I didn't know you were going to ask
that. I asked for the story of Thanksgiving, not just how they got started. Complete the story. Okay. Why did they come? Why did they take a perilous voyage across the sea?
Okay, that's another question. I'll give you another answer. What is the question?
Why did they come to America, the pilgrims?
They were hungry.
No.
They were thirsty.
No, they were not thirsty.
They were lost.
No, they weren't lost. They were persecuted. Now, that's a very important part of the story.
Yeah,
they were persecuted pilgrims,
right.
And they landed at Plymouth Rock.
They had a brother that persecuted them, so they left, and they came to America. And they came to America. When they got to America, they met some Indians. They said to the Indians, when are we going to eat?
When are we going to eat?
And the Indians said, would the fourth Thursday on November be okay? And the pilgrims said, the Indians said to the pilgrims, hey, did you bring your brother?
Did you bring your brother?
They said that, and the pilgrim said, nope, we left the brother back there. And said, oh, good. Thank you.
Here's a brand new song, Thank Your Lucky Stars, and radio's new star, Ella Mae Moss.
How's your love life? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yes, thank your lucky stars. It's doing fine. Keep your love life as sweet as candy bars. And thank your lucky stars like I thank mine. Everybody's living love life. And how's your lucky star? They won't be racing there. They don't know how. Thank your lucky star. And thank your lucky stars, like I thank mine. Oh, thank your lucky stars. Thank your stars right now.
The true meaning of Thanksgiving, and we all know it's a day set aside to give thanks and to count our blessings. Have you counted your blessings?
A matter of fact, I have.
You have?
Well, I think every Thanksgiving we should all take a moment and count our blessings.
And reflect.
And count our blessings.
And reflect.
And I counted my blessings, and I did it this manner. I took all my bummers for the whole year, and I kind of added them up, and then I subtracted my bummers from all the good things that had happened, and then I divided by three, and I came out exactly, and then carried it over, and it was 150 blessings. 150 blessings, and I counted you as one of my blessings.
You counted me?
Yeah, 150 blessings.
150 blessings, and you counted me.
Yes.
And guess how many I counted?
How many?
For me.
How many?
I have 151.
How can you have more than that?
Because I counted you twice.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Irving Berlin wrote this. It's Eddie Fisher.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. About a nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. You're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. And you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
A 1958 movie starring Maurice Chevalier and the music of Irving Berlin.
and I can't sleep. I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. And when my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads. And one by one, I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. And you fall asleep counting your blessings.
Good morning, everybody. It's Lou Regani, Music of the Stars. I'll be back after news on the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.